Name Your Show. Each and every week, we answer the request of some American serviceman or woman and present his or her favorite radio program. Yes, that's right. You, too, can hear your favorite program by writing in to Name Your Show, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Excuse me, Bud. I'd like to give you my request.
Now, hold on just a minute. If you have a request, it should be down in writing.
I ain't got a pencil.
Well, then, why not use a fountain pen?
Not me. I had one of them there pens which is supposed to write underwater.
Yeah? What then?
I almost drowned writing me last letter.
Well, I'll tell you. You tell me what your request is, and when we get around to it, you'll hear your favorite program. And now, gang,
I want to hear my program now.
That wouldn't be quite fair, and you know it, to those who wrote their requests into us.
Now, look, Schmo, I'm bigger than you are, right?
Right.
I got a request to make, right?
Right.
I want to hear it now, right?
Right.
When do I get to hear it?
Right away.
Good.
Well, then, here's the program which must be your favorite.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet the Icy Demanders speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold the phone. That ain't my favorite. Why, that guy don't know English. He murders the language. I want something more subtle.
Oh, more subtle.
That's right. Mm.
Well, then, this must be your favorite.
We must be vigilant. Turn that off. Turn that off. I don't go for them mystery shows. The program I like is the Art Godfrey Show.
Well, why didn't you say so? Fella, you've named your show.
Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, Archie Blyer and his orchestra, and Arthur's special guest, Alan Shackner. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Godfrey.
Thank you, Tony Marvin. Hello, hello, everybody. And it's a real summer day, and I feel fine. In fact, I woke up this morning is so full of pep that I thought I ought to forget the taxi and walk over here to the studio. I still think I ought to someday. Here it is, the middle of June. June, the month of flowers. The month of marriages. You know what reminded me of that? I saw a flower vendor this morning hitching his horse to a wagon. Something about the sight of that harness. It reminded me, too, of a story I saw in the World Telegram the other day about a Mrs. Marguerite Bentley, who is a kind of wedding consultant. Maybe you saw that. Mrs. B has seen more knots tied than a Boy Scout master, you know. The story told about one of Mrs. B's weddings where the bride was to wear a very frilly, frothy little bouffant gown, whatever that is. What's a bouffant? What's that? Bouffant. I wouldn't know. Bouffant. Anyway, it had a touch of fly, I suppose, or foy or something. Mrs. Bentley thought that she had everything all set for this wedding. But when the bride started down the aisle of the church, the crowd roared with laughter. She had forgotten her petticoat. Jeanette, darling, stand up, will you? No, you didn't forget yours. Come on up. I never get any breaks. How about some heartaches, baby? Do you look pretty today?
Thank you, Arthur.
Oh, how lovely. Even with a petticoat.
My loving you meant only heartache. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache. What does it matter how my heart My heart aches.
My time?
Yeah, your time now. Now.
Had to get ready. Look at that gorgeous creature over there. I don't know what to do. I saw that lovely gal that's in the... what's it, Finian's Rainbow, you know? The dancer, Anita Alvarez. And you go for her. You see Jeanette, you go for her. You see Lana Turner, you go for her. What is the guy going to do? In the Finian's Rainbow, there's a fella sings a song about that. Oh, my heart is beating wildly, and it's all because you're here. When I'm not near the girl I love the girl that's near. Every fount that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned. When I can't fondle the hand I'm fond of, I fondle the hand that hand. My heart's in a pickle, it's constantly fickle, and not too fickle, I fear. When I'm not near the girl I love, I love the girl I'm near. What if they're tall or tender? What if they're small or slender? Long as they got that tender, I surrender. Always I can't refuse them. Always my feet pursue them. As long as they're not to gruesome, I woo them. I'm confessing a confession, and I hope I'm not verbose. When I'm not close to the kiss that I cling to, I cling to the kiss that's close. As I'm more and more immortal, I am more and more a case. When I'm not facing the face that I fancy the face I face. For Sharon, I'm caring, but Susan, I'm choosing. I'm faithful to whosen is here. When I'm not near the girl I love, I love the girl that's near. Thank you. Sometimes when I see a lovely girl, I think of the old story about the fellow who went to a party and he met the girl he'd been looking for all his life. She was gorgeous. She made sense. She could dance. She was perfect, you know. And he told her so. And when the party broke up, he asked if he could take her home. Good. Sure, he said. And when they reached her apartment, she asked him if he would like a nightcap. He would. And when she opened the door, there, lying in the middle of the room, was a dead horse. She was flabbergasted. What was this beautiful creature doing with a dead horse in her apartment? And when she noticed that he was hesitant about coming in, she said, "What's the matter? I didn't say I was neat, did I?" Somebody has got the right idea here. You see this? Can you see that? Somebody has made me a beautiful drawing in color, in Technicolor, yes. Wait a minute. Who said it? The dear King Arthur, you have been crowned King of Ul-Ul. This is Dick Love of Nelson Avenue, Bronx 52, New York. And he sends me a certificate to prove that I'm the King of Ul-Ul, see? This is a beautiful scene on a tropic island with a palm tree overhead and a, what do you call them flags here? Yachting flag. And several ul-uls all around. There's a crown on my head and a microphone in my left hand. It says W-O-W. Wow. And I have red socks on with green garters and a lei around my neck. And a pair of blue slippers on the deck here. And these lovely girls are all around. And it says, presenting Arthur Godfrey as King of Ul-Ul. She's very, very pretty. Oh, I just noticed. There's a dog in the picture, too. Well, look at that, boy. Don't get all excited. Speaking of a dog, if you folks would like to see a picture of that beautiful German Shepherd that I had, it's on page 2 of this week's issue of Life. There's an Ethel Corporation ad in there. Picture of 3 dogs. I'm not going to tell you whose they are. You're supposed to guess by looking at them. And the third one is Bruce, who was killed the week after that picture was taken. He was the most beautiful, wonderful dog, and some clunkhead drove in the yard with a delivery truck for a rug cleaning outfit about 40 miles an hour and ran him down, killed him. Oh, he was a lovely dude. You heard him sing on the show, didn't he, huh? He used to have the mic in there in the living room, and he'd come up alongside of me here and sing better than I do. Of course, that isn't saying much for him. But we have a fella here with us today. You can see this boy, you folks listening in this part of the country, over at Olson and Johnson's Carnival. He's over there with the show this week. This is a lad who won the Talent Scout show last Tuesday night. Who is the doggondest harmonica virtuoso I have ever bumped into. And his name is Alan Shackner. Shoot, Alan.
Thank you.
Malaguena, eh? Malaguena. How are they taking you over there to Carnival? You doing
well,
all right?
Kind of nice, yeah. It's very nice working there. Everybody's very nice to me.
What do you play over there, this kind of thing, or do they make you swing?
I do when day is done, and then I ask the audience what they'd like to hear me play, and I make a medley up from their request, and we get the wildest request.
Well, why the heck don't we do that here? What would you like to have them play? Huh? Did you hear that? Hola, staccato?
Well, thanks.
What's about the letter today? Is that a new one, the letter today?
I never heard that.
Pagan my heart, can you do that?
Well, we can try. Pagan my heart?
Yeah, try Pagan my heart, and then we'll do Hola, staccato.
Let's do Pagan my heart, boys, and see. I'll take a little intro. When I go like so, we get a G7 arpeggio and Pagan my heart.
This is getting too complicated. How about your horror staccato?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan Shackner. There's one question you got to answer for me. I know everybody in the place here is wondering, when in the world do you breathe?
Well, I was wondering that myself. I almost didn't make it. I was really...
Jeanette, how about another tune from you, hon? That's My Desire.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you. That's my desire. To meet where it's play down in that dim cafe and dance to the break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips resting on mine. To hear you whisper low just when it's time to go. Cherry, I love you so. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips resting on mine.
Thank you, Jeanette. And here are the Mariners singing for WGBS, who just joined our network today.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same things again. I still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never would end. I think you when school days were over and walked through the lanes that we knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same thing again. I'd still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never would end.
My little honey child, I'd meet you when school days were over. My little baby, we would walk, why we'd walk through all the lovely lanes we once knew.
If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you.
Well, fella, you named the show. How did you like it?
Yeah, it's a swell. That's the kind of program there should be more of. How did you say a guy could get his request answered?
Well, the usual procedure is for any American serviceman or woman to write to Name Your Show, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, telling us what his or her favorite program is.
And then you bring it to them?
Yeah, that's right. We answer all requests as soon as possible. Except, of course, when a twerp like you interrupts the routine.
Touché!
Remember, gang, you don't have to be in the know to hear your favorite on Name Your Show.
Poetry, yes. Say, bud, ain't there something else you gotta tell him?
Yes, there certainly is.
Well, don't just stand there. Out with it. What do you want to say?
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.